New numbers show the economy created only 18,000 jobs nationwide in June, and the national unemployment rate ticked up again. Many of the millions of out-of-work Americans rely on unemployment benefits while they look for work. In Arizona, the state government has chosen not to accept extended benefits subsidized by the federal government, and 20,000 people there have been cut off since mid-June. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Brody reports that many others are about to lose their unemployment benefits.
Since 2009, Lynn Brashears has been unemployed and looking for work. Now she's bumping up against the 79-week unemployment limit.
I am looking for front desk receptionists, and I'd even work as a file clerk.
67-year-old Brashears has been a school bus driver, a school bus attendant, and a receptionist. She sent out a couple hundred resumes since losing her job, but hasn't gotten many responses. She currently collects about $150 a week in unemployment benefits and is worried about losing that.
I will not be able to buy my medications. I will not be able to pay the car insurance or the household insurance.
So, what do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Some Republicans argue extending unemployment benefits discourages people from looking for work. The maximum amount unemployed Arizonans can get is $240 a week, an amount State Senate Democratic leader David Shapira calls a pittance.
We have a pretty significant incentive, even for those who are receiving benefits, to go out and look for work because we don't pay very much for unemployment in Arizona.
Shapira predicts cutting off benefit checks in Arizona will extend the recession a bit longer here. Arizona State University economist Dennis Hoffman says unemployment benefits are subsistence checks that recipients use to buy food, gas, and other necessities.
I think it's really quite clear that a few dollars in their pockets would really help individuals, and it might actually facilitate, let's say, their job search, and it might shorten the amount of time that they spend on the unemployment rolls.
And Hoffman says these checks actually stimulate the economy. The governor's office asked him to look at the impact of continuing unemployment benefits. He determined it would bring nearly $200 million of direct and indirect spending to the state. But Republicans, like State Representative Justin Olson, say reducing government spending on things like unemployment benefits will strengthen the state's economy.
This is the one issue where, as a state legislator, we had input on spending at the federal level. And we sent that message to Washington, D.C., that we have to put a stop to the spending.
But spending on unemployment is a lifeline for people out of work like Lynn Brashears. She says legislators are playing politics with her life.
They think we're a bunch of slough-offs. We're not. We have to look for a job. It's basically looking for a job is a full-time job itself.
Brashears says she hopes to find a job before her checks stop coming, but acknowledges it doesn't look very promising. She has a lot of competition. There are more than 109,000 Arizonans currently collecting unemployment benefits. For NPR News, I'm Mark Brody in Phoenix.